Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And we've got one going on right now in Dallas. We've got the official ceremony that is commemorating the 50th anniversary of the assassination of JFK. That's taking place.
Ahead. But it's not too fast, everybody. Slow down.
We've got Alex Jones live in Dallas. Go ahead, Alex. Tell us what's going on there. It's exciting.
Well, I mean, this crowd is rushing forward. I'm trying to get to the head of it. And we got folks chanting out here. I'm going to bullhorn a little bit. All right, folks, hold on just a minute. Let's just stop up here for just a minute because I want to just say a few things to all of you here. I've thought about this really deeply, and I know how the mainstream media corporate whores work. It is key. Let me get to the head of the crowd, and I'll turn around, folks. Everybody stop. I'm going to turn around right here. Great job. Okay, let me just address everybody real quick here, because this is important, some strategy planning, and for everybody listening on the radio as well. If you're listening to us in Dallas, you need to get down here to where Main runs into Dealey Plaza. They've got it blocked a few blocks off here. We're almost up to the barricades now. Now, they want to block us off because they think we're going to bullhorn over the memorial service where they have politicians get up there and spew the official story in between the news inserting their propaganda. They claim they're not being political, but then all the state-run media puts out the official story during the breaks. So let me play it by ear. If they try to censor us or anything, we'll start bullhorning them, but we're too far away to be heard anyways. They'll just claim that we tried to mess up the memorial service. So let's play it by ear. Let me think about it. You can do whatever you think you need to do, but once I get up there, I'll play it by ear. We may not want a bullhorn once we get up there because, again, the media will try to spin it that we interrupted the event. Regardless, at 2:30, they're supposed to let the alternative media and the real American people in, so that should be interesting. I appreciate you being out here in the cold, but let's walk real slow now and take our time marching up on the police barricades because I'm going to break here in a couple minutes. I want to be live on the air when we reach the police so we have that protection of being live on the radio and covering all this. So we're out here. You're doing a great job. I salute you all. Let me ask you a question, David Knight, on air. I mean, don't you think it's smart to not bullhorn once we get down there because they'll try to spin that?
Oh, absolutely. They'll totally demonize you if you do that. Everybody in the mainstream media, that's all they will show. That's the only thing they'll talk about if you bullhorn the event, if you bullhorn the moment of silence.
And it may not be a bad idea. May not be a bad idea to do it, but here's the deal. I've said on record we're not doing it, and the police are listening right now. I know they are. If they mess with us, the First Amendment comes first, just like the Second. I'm going to have to roll over the top of them. And if they mess with us, I'm going to go over the barricades. Now, if they don't act like thugs, we'll just stop at the barricades and probably won't even bullhorn. But that's just the way it is. And so, we're here to promote the First Amendment, and all the tyranny and the corrupt mayor can go straight to hell.
That's right.
Anybody that stands with us is a freedom and liberty, whether they be police, general citizens, it doesn't matter. We're here. This is not communist China. And the people trying to censor us can go straight to Hades or straight to North Korea and suck on the toes of Kim Jong-un. All right, brother, when are we going to break here?
We've got about a minute.
Okay, all right. Well, we will cross this barricade coming up at the beginning of the next segment. Let's start going now. We are moving forward, and they're moving more police in right now. And then we're going to go to this break. We're going to slow walk. Let's slow walk it so that we have plenty of time. We're going to go to break in a moment and then come back. This is real, unscripted, hardcore truth journalism in their face. True history happening. And we are going to resist this tyranny by coming and literally raining on their parade. And the good Lord above is certainly freezing all the blue bloods' butts up there that are sitting on those bleachers right now. We the people are out here staying hungry, marching around in the cold, and it is awesome. And my crew has never done a better job than they're doing right now. As we go out to break, here's for the InfoWars crew. Yeah! InfoWars! 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 InfoWars!
the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and Alex is live at the Barricades in Dallas, the official censorship and concealment barricades. Alex?
That's right, David Knight. I'm going to start bullhorning. Live coverage starts now. Here we go. We are not going to put up with the lies of the globalist anymore. We are not going to let this country become communist China. We are not going to see our free speech violated. We are not going to let the globalists have the international media here and attack anyone that does not believe the official story. And that is why we are here in defense of the First Amendment. No more lies. 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 Yeah, over here. No more lies. No more lies. Stay with me, Wes. The cops are right here. Sure. Sure. No more. Let me get over here. Sure. No more lies. No more lies. I've got the police here with me trying to pull me off to the side. We're going to see what happens. Stay on me, dude. Okay, right here. The cops want to talk. Here we go. This detective right here. What's your name?
Sergeant Hall.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Good. What do you want to talk about real quick? Well, let's not block the street. I still want to block the street. Police are trying to pull me off there. No more lies. No more lies. No more lies. No more lies.
I'm Sergeant Hall with the Dallas Police Department. What are your plans for today?
We're just going to walk right up here to the barricade.
You're going to walk right up to the barricade. Okay. You're welcome to walk right up to the barricades. However, this is a ticketed event, okay? So you can't get past the barricades, okay? Now, you cannot have the bullhorns while you're in this area over here. We did designate an area for you to use the bullhorn, which is back over here at Main and Market here.
Can anybody hear us over there, though?
Yes, people can hear you over there.
Free speech zone?
Yes, free speech zone. It's a free speech zone, okay?
What, is North Korea a free speech zone? Well, you seem real nice. Let me just do this. I'll bullhorn about 3 minutes, and then I'll go back over there. Sound good? Okay, here we go. All right. No more lies. 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 No more lies.
No more fucking lies.
Are you going to bullhorn right here?
No, I'm walking over.
Walking over where?
No more lies.
I can't. I barely hear it because everybody's yelling.
No more lies.
Okay.
We'll need for you to move over there, sir.
I know. Why? Because the mayor doesn't want anybody to hear the voice of the people.
The free speech zone's over there. This is
we don't respect
permitted
zones,
the area over here, sir.
The permitted area is past the
country.
There we have this. People get searched.
No, sir. Actually, the permit starts right here.
But quite frankly, the mayor had said we couldn't hand out flyers anywhere in the city.
Well, I don't know about that, sir. But if you're going to use the bullhorn, we'll have to ask y'all to move over there to the other side, sir.
Okay, well, if I don't stop, what, is he going to arrest me?
You're subject to being arrested, okay? All right.
Well, I know that. But, I mean, my whole issue is in Tiananmen Square, people got arrested. And they got, what would happen if I got arrested? I'd be taking a loose Derek?
You'll be taken into custody, yes.
Amendment?
Yes, I believe in the First Amendment. Yes, I believe in the First Amendment.
Do you believe the official story of Kennedy?
Mr. Dawes.
I'm not even on a bullhorn now.
Amendments to you, with you, okay? I'm here to explain to you that you're at a ticketed event. You have a right to come and enter inside the zone of the event, but you cannot go past the barricades. You cannot use the bullhorn when you're in this deck.
I got it. I'm just deciding what I want to do. Hold on 1 second. All right, I think I'm going to go in there and not use the bullhorn. Let's all march in there but not use the bullhorn, which I already said I don't want to do because the media will say we're interrupting it. Then let's all march through. No, hold on. I got to use this. Tell them. Let's all march through, but don't use our bullhorns because they will say we're interrupting it and it'll make us look bad. Let's march through up to the barricade, the actual inner one, then we'll come back to the Soviet zone, free speech zone, or you guys can do whatever you want. That's what I'm going to do because I don't want to go to jail today. We've already come and shown that the mayor's trying to violate the First Amendment. So we've already come here and taken back most of the First Amendment. So I'm going to march up to the internal barricade and the checkpoints, and then I'm going to march back out over, and we'll bullhorn them. I'm so loud. Believe me, they're going to come over and try to get us to move again. So let's just go. Let's do it right now. Here we go, folks. Follow me.
There's already several hundred people up there at the barricade, sir. That's been here all morning to be close by.
Oh, good. What does that mean?
That they're there. I mean... I don't see how you're going to make it to the barricade, but...
Okay.
Come on, listen. I'll work with you guys, but let's not do the police... I'll work with you guys, but let's not work with the tactic of getting me to agree to something and then whittling it down and down and down.
No, sir. Like I said, there's already several hundred people over there.
Listen, this country's getting ready to collapse. Believe me, you want to be on the right side of history. All right, come on, let's go do it. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. That's a cute dog. Anyways, we're brought... Hey, how you doing, sir? You bet. Good to see you.
1 minute.
You bet. Absolutely. Hey, good to see you. Good to see you. We're going to talk to some news media here for a moment. You guys can carry this live if you want. But I'm going to take my headphones off here real quick. How you doing, sir?
Doing good. Tell me how you're doing today.
I'm doing great. It's great to be out here.
Tell me about this moment.
Well, we're here because the mayor said last year in the newspaper, and then he said it again. Let me start over. We're here because the mayor said last year, and then he said again just last week, that we couldn't hand out flyers within 75 feet of a street or a road. We had police tell us even down here we couldn't hand out flyers a few days ago. We had our reporters threatened who were just getting up near the barricades before they extended them out. And we saw bureaucrats trying to tell the police to arrest us yesterday. The police said, no, I'm not going to violate the First Amendment yesterday. And then I said, but the mayor says you're supposed to, and a senior cop said, I'm not going to do that. So we're here to force them to admit that there's been attempted violations of the First Amendment. I liken this in a small way to the great work of people like Martin Luther King, who got arrested over 100 times going into lunchrooms and places to be able to basically eat and be treated like a human being and be able to use bathrooms and water fountains. It's the same thing. Can we hand out flyers in Dallas? Can we have signs in Dallas? Can we march in Dallas? That's what this comes down to, and that's why we're here, letting them know there's still free speech in America.
Where are you headed now, Adam?
I am headed down to the internal barricade. They say they're going to arrest me if I use the bullhorn. So I don't want to get arrested, and I don't want to interfere with the event they're having. But they've set this event up where only the establishment view and the view held by about 10 to 15% of Americans that Oswald acted alone, they've set it up where only they can have their views, and the media is running promos in between promoting the official story. So this is a giant attempt by some of the old-timers in Dallas who know the world knows what they really did to prop up the collapsing Humpty Dumpty story that one guy did this when he was really drinking a Coca-Cola in the lunchroom. And so the lie has collapsed. We're here to retake the First Amendment. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much for talking to us. Get in there. David, how's the audio? Everything good?
Everything sounds great, Alex.
I've been arrested many times, man, but I made a day.
That's right.
Hey, brother.
You never know.
Good job. Good job with that bullhorn. Remember, we're getting up there close, so we probably don't want to do it anymore unless you want to get arrested, which you may want to do, but I'm not telling you to do that. Do whatever you have to do, but I'm telling you, follow your heart. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going up towards the barricades, and we're broadcasting on 104.1, and the establishment is basically putting out its propaganda. They are here with a big image of JFK on a crane hanging up. I guarantee if JFK was alive right now, he would want the people to know why they blew his head off. Because he was signing an executive order to begin abolishing the Federal Reserve, to end the Vietnam War and more, and the establishment and LBJ didn't want that, so they killed it. What, are they laughing at us?
Oh, yeah, they think it's funny.
Well, I don't, why do they think it's funny? Well, listen, I don't think they're against us. Let's go over and talk to them. Which one? Well, I don't think he's laughing at us. I think he agrees with the First Amendment. Officer, you agree with the First Amendment, don't you? Because you know body language is 90% of things, and you're smiling at us because you like us, don't you, sir? Anyways, he is a good guy. You know what you got? Hey, officer, how you doing? Well, anyways, let's leave the police alone and not get into arguments with them. All right, folks, here we go. David Knight, we are getting up to the final barricades, where there are all these citizens here that want to be able to be part of this event but have been held back because they don't go along with the official story. And so here we go, ladies and gentlemen, as we approach up to the front lines of this. I appreciate everybody letting me through. God bless you. Citizen Press here, Infowars.com. And these are all the people that have been kept out of here.
We can see a lot of people that have been kept out. A lot of people kept out there.
See if you can pick up any of this audio. If we turn up the audio, guys, see if you can pick up any of the speech that's being given right now. See if you can carry this audio. Tell me if it's good. If not, go back to me.
That prejudice that leads to all from us. Make us instruments of your peace and bearers of divine justice. Let all those experts in
And again, nobody used their bullhorns up here. Not just because they threatened to arrest us, the media will turn it against us. Somebody go back and make sure that guy didn't use that bullhorn. Because I don't want to put it on TV. All right, go ahead and let me through here, man. I'm just going to pop.
Excuse me, man. I guess.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No. Alex, do you know who's speaking there now? The mayor was supposed to speak just before the moment of silence, which is at 12:30. We're about 10 minutes away.
Get a video shot over this and over these police right through here if you can. There it is. Let's bring Josh in here.
Sorry, guys. Camera guy.
Where's Rob Dude? Rob Dude, be the best to get in here because you can get a really good shot here. I can give you a live stream right here.
Excuse me, guys. Excuse me.
I'm going to give you some shots. We're going to take a break. David,
That's probably Bishop Farrell.
Again, pardon me?
That's probably Bishop Farrell of the Catholic Diocese of Dallas that was speaking. Now I think that's the mayor, isn't it? Yeah, that's the mayor, Rawlings. Now, this is the guy that set up the censorship. This is the guy that everything that JFK opposed, he's imposed in Dallas today. The mayor of Dallas, Rawlings. And we'll be right back.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years, and in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Well, right now we're coming back to the Alex Jones Show, and Alex is live in Dallas, and we have the mayor of Dallas, Mayor Rawlings, who is actually standing on the grave of JFK, and with his actions, he's doing everything that JFK abhorred. He is censoring the news, he's stifling dissent, and he's withholding from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. Those are the words of JFK, the man who was shot 50 years ago. Now we got a mayor who is doing everything that JFK hated. Alex?
That's right. I want you just to hear a minute of this pompous person talking about the Dallas Fathers. And he mentioned people that were around basically when Kennedy was taken out. This is all about Dallas and the good old boys that worked with the CIA to kill Kennedy and then to kill our republic, literally selling their lie and their fraud. So let's give you about a minute of the idiot mayor speaking in this highly choreographed event where they openly tried to stifle free speech, but we defeated them. So let's listen to a minute of this guy. And the moment of silence is coming up on our streams. We're going to skip our ads at the bottom of the hour for the moment of silence.
Shone upon it, the city. It was learned had been inhospitable to honorable debate. End quote. Rabbi Olin captured the heartbreak and hurt the city felt. He stated plainly the defense.
You guys getting good video from us and audio?
That were laid bare before the entire world. But most important, he called for Dallas to use this tragedy to
seek a true transformation. Put me on.
Look around.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is literally a bunch of wannabe movie stars, a bunch of nobody politicians who've never allowed a memorial here and never allowed the conspiracy research community that knows the truth to have events here officially, blocking everyone out and creating a big Hunger Games, as David Knight calls it, propaganda event. It's totally scripted where he pauses and they show the crowd. They brought in all these school kids and were groping them, groping their bodies, TSA style. We saw TSA out here as well to get into this. So you got a bunch of school kids as props living in a country captured by foreign offshore banks as the nation is gutted. But I'm telling you, that disgusting mayor up there on the screen, he has not gotten away with shutting down our free speech. And we are here. And we are absolutely getting the word out about freedom and about what really happened to JFK. And it's just been a great example of the attempt of the state-run media to dominate society. This is a truly live event on the ground, real journalism. And I want to thank everybody that's come out. I want to thank everybody that stood up for the First Amendment and the great crew. And I want to thank all you, the listeners, most importantly, and God above, but people on this planet. I want to thank the listeners for supporting us, standing by us, putting up with me over the years. My God, I can't listen to myself half the time. And being part of the InfoWars.com family and the InfoWars.com team, what we're doing together is so incredibly historic. This mayor has absolutely timed it where he speaks with international media watching him right up to the moment of silence. And maybe he'll celebrate the establishment's murder of Kennedy during the moment of silence. I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous. But the moment of silence is coming up here. 50 years ago, in my hometown, long before I was born, they blew his head off in front of everybody. High Noon is a message to the establishment, a message to the world that there had been a coup d'etat by the Federal Reserve, by LBJ, by Texas oil men, by big banks, and that they were going to do whatever they wanted to with America. And they claim they were killing Kennedy to restore liberty and do all this other stuff. But they really did it to bring in tyranny. And now we see what this has done all of these years later. It is absolutely disgusting. And so that's why we're here reporting the truth, broadcasting the truth during this outrageous propaganda event. We are not standing idly by. David Knight, your comments on this as we get just minutes away from the moment of silence. We're about a minute and a half away. So, David, just talk for about 30 seconds and give us your take.
Well, Alex, the hypocrisy is just amazing and disgusting. When I look at the speech that Kennedy had about the idea that secrecy is a repugnant word, that we don't want to give up our liberties and freedom in order to censor people, in order to provide security, he said that giving that up is much more dangerous than what we're being threatened with. And that's what we see today. And to see this, as you mentioned, the Hunger Games type of little ceremony that they've got going there with Mayor Rawlings and his 25 prominent citizens there in Dallas, it's absolutely disgusting to think that they're standing on the grave of JFK, somebody who absolutely abhorred this kind of censorship. Yes, we'll wait.
Okay. Okay. You know, I don't even think this transmission is live. I just figured that out. So they could control this scene. I think it's delayed about 20 seconds. And then they show a clip. Now I understand what's going on. They show a clip. This is like a practice of controlling propaganda. Then they show a clip, a space, showing quotes and things. And they cut back to him. But I can see him up there still speaking. This is literally, this is even scripted and fake.
Come on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your leaf's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Oh, now through December 31st, get 15% off on the American-made Privacy Case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case. Because there is a case for privacy.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you. To our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. Plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let's carry that.
The vitality and sense of purpose such as we had never heard before.
So we blew his head off.
Young president.
And now we're covering it up.
So if you were younger still.
But I'm up here because I can be trusted to feed you bull.
Make it a better world. And so were we.
There's a lot of people here that think they're part of something special. They don't want me to be talking. You know what? I'm going to talk. And I'm going to expose this crap because I'm sick of it.
Of America. It was an exciting time. He talked of all that he had begun. Of so much that matters.
Again, you guys can just mix me in live with all this BS.
Unity of purpose. Education.
Education.
The life of the mind, spirit.
You know, here's something that the JFK really said, Alex. You know, he was opposing the Soviet Union. He said there's little value in opposing something like the Soviet Union, the threat of a closed society. That's what he was talking about, the Soviet Union, by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. What do we have today? Everywhere. Arbitrary restrictions.
I want you to talk over this historian, David. Talk over the historian and give people real JFK quotes. Start over.
Yeah, he said
him putting words in his mouth.
He said there's little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. What are we seeing here? Can you see the irony of this? By standing on JFK's grave and imposing arbitrary restrictions? by imposing secrecy that JFK said is repugnant?
You're right. You're right. It's a giant sick joke. I know we've just had some stations rejoin us. We skipped the break, but we're back. It's 12:34. Just a few minutes ago, they had the moment of silence that wasn't really a moment of silence. Bonging bells and other stuff. And now we're here, and they've got the PBS historian up there spewing a bunch of feel-good, Kim Jong-il loves you, the state is God, everything's wonderful, and David Knight's really reading quotes by JFK about how we should not oppose tyranny and then become tyranny. And earlier we had a fellow reading, I remember reading that before, it's accurate, his inaugural address when he talked about fighting tyranny and America not becoming a tyranny, because Eisenhower had warned about that. That's what the globalists were planning. It was an internal struggle within government at that time. And there was a struggle for the heart and soul of America. And Kennedy wasn't perfect, but he wanted his kids to grow up in a free country. And so they killed him because they wanted to be able to run things themselves. And now the establishment is here trying to prop up the lie again. David Knight, you take over and continue for a couple minutes, and then I'll be back with more as it develops.
Well, what people need to look at, they need to look at things like real history, Operation Northwoods, which has now been declassified. That was essentially a blueprint for 9/11. Kennedy shut that down. He understood that there was a grave danger being posed to our society. And here again are his words. He said there is a very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those who are anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit, to the extent that it is under my control. Well, he's no longer in control. He is now gone. And they are standing on his grave, imposing the very things. It's no longer a grave danger. It is now a grave reality. We see it everywhere. What would Kennedy have said about the NSA when he says the very word secrecy is repugnant to an open and free society? What would he say about the Snowden revelations? What would he say about a secretive FISA court that meets in secret? Without any argument, either side, you have one judge, no jury. You have a decision that is issued by the FISA court that is top secret, not allowed to be seen by the society. And yet this secretive society that runs our government now, and that's what FISA is, that's what the CIA, all these organizations are. They've become the secret society that runs our government. They claim that these top secret decisions from the FISA court alter our Constitution, alter our fundamental law.
Okay, can you guys hear me?
That's the system we have today, Alex. Are you there?
Very close.
Did you want to come back?
Absolutely. No. I was just talking to the network, telling them, not trying to interrupt you, tell them in a few minutes I'm going to walk out of here and go back to where they told us we could bullhorn in the free speech zone, just because it's pointless sitting here. So you keep talking in a moment, but right now, while we talk, I'm going to walk out of the crowd while you're talking and give people watching on Infowars.com/show and on the Ustream feeds at Infowars.com a shot of what's going on. But, Josh, give folks one more shot down there of the controlled event that they're engaged in. And then we're going to go ahead and turn around. This is the closest you can get is down Main Street. We're only about a block and a half away from the beginning of Dealey Plaza. They've got it blocked off as much as four or five blocks in one area we were at today. But we're going to go ahead and go now out of here with our group that we let into here. We're in here in a big crowd of people crammed in. We're now going to try to go past them. So David, while you do that, you can go ahead and take over while I leave.
All right. Let's pull up our listeners and people who are viewing this. Let's pull up that picture of this new truck that they're selling at the Millipol in Paris. This is a military police convention, and they know who their audience is. This is what they're calling a BattleNet Inside Network. Look at this. Look at this. It looks like a cross. For those who can't see, it looks like a cross between a Mack truck and a bus that's armored, and you've got this guy all in camouflage in an urban environment climbing into it. Now, listen how they describe this. It is the MIDS, the MIDS Tactical Command Post vehicle, being sold to the militarized police complex now. We used to have a military industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about. the same people that shot Kennedy. Now we have a military industrial police complex. These people are looking for new profit centers, and they're bringing the war to our urban streets. That's what this is all about when they sell these kind of vehicles. It's designed for public security missions, protection, and coordination for urban events, crisis management, and law enforcement. It even has its own little mini drone that can provide visibility 1 kilometer ahead and collect images in real time to be fed back to this BattleNet inside network. Now, understand, this is something that is being sold for the police. This is something that's going to be used in our cities, and they call it a BattleNet inside. See, they're bringing the war home to our shores.
That's right. They've...
Go ahead, Alex. You want to talk?
Absolutely right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, yes. I just heard you talking about BattleNet. That's right. These Homeland Security grids that they're putting in place, they call BattleNets. And I remember over a decade ago reading MIT Magazine. I showed it on air on my local TV show, talked about it on radio. And they said, what we're deploying in Iraq, this was like in 2003, if I remember correctly, right when it started 10 years ago, is a BattleNet of cameras, sensors, checkpoints, and we're going to use this on the American people, and this is a laboratory.
Yep.
That's how evil the system is. Is they admit that it's literally a BattleNet with the criminal banks on top, the feds under their control, captured and occupied, and then police under that, literally trained that we are insurgents because we want freedom. So the criminals in government and the criminal interests declare those of us that aren't traitors, that aren't criminals, to be the enemy. Then you've got all feds that are addicted to government money and don't feel like they have any other life, who then see those of us that want to cut off the blood supply like a cancer, that see somebody wanting to cut it out, they see us as the enemy, even though they bring down every country, even though this syndrome has happened hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times throughout history. This just goes on and on and on and on. And when I cut away from you, leaving in the crowd, there was some trendy authoritarian that ran over and got in our face and thought we were live and was cussing and screaming, basically trying to provocateur that we'd done something wrong. And this is the type of stuff they do. But I believe they said right over there is the so-called free speech.
A free speech zone?
And I actually asked them that. Yeah. Absolutely. We're going to show the free speech zone kind of as a joke. I know the police are listening on 104.1 up there. So if those guys would send one of their minions out here, because you're minions too. You're minions under this system. And your children have no future. The cancer viruses and their vaccines. You're being killed by eugenics. They write books on how they're doing it to you, and then you're up there laughing. Well, that's why your kid can't talk. That's why so many of you that work for the system have your wife dying young. You're going to die young, and you will go to your grave worshiping the government. I understand that. So take all the cancer viruses. Anyways, saw some cops laughing, listening to 104.1.
I mean, do they understand?
Marty, what have you noticed? What have you seen while you've been out there?
Well, it seems like every event we go to, there are police up in the window, up in that major red building right next to the stage. There are about 20, 30 police officers in every single window, all staring at you, pointing at you, taking out their cell phones, walkie-talkies, filming the whole thing. I took out my...
Even though I'm well known for always doing exactly what I say I'm going to do, and told them exactly what I was going to do. But see, they lie so much in the culture, the higher you go up, that that's just impossible that anybody can be truthful.
Not to mention, I mean, you could have went down there with a bullhorn. It would be legal under the Constitution, but we were nice to the police because they were being somewhat reasonable, even though the guy didn't comment when you asked him if he supported the First Amendment. And they're just acting like we are complete and utter criminals as these literal criminals go up there and spew.
Well, that's it. The higher level you went up, the more they were laughing and showing disdain that we dare scum show up and have a birthright for their children. Apologize. We should be North Korea.
Well, you know, something else interesting happened, too. I have an earpiece in to try and hear you sometimes when I hook into the jack so I can, you know, speak live via Skype and stuff. And some of the police officers saw the piece in my ear, and they were, like, literally, like, bowing down. Like, they give me nods and stuff, like, give me a pass and everything. They think I'm high-level CIA or something. And
well, you do look like that.
Yeah, totally. But it just shows they have really no idea what they're doing. I'd be walking around with a sign, and they're so clueless. They'd see the piece in my ear.
Well, the truth is we've been running an operation having a bunch of Keystone cops of ourselves. The truth is no one knows what they're doing. That life is crazy. And the establishment thinks with bioweapons, chem weapons, all these war systems funding Al-Qaeda, they're going to keep control of things. They're not. America is imploding. America is falling apart. The whole world sees it. We've lost the moral high ground. And I'm here trying to get it back so that my kids and everybody's kids have a future. And by and large, the police have been pretty good overall. I don't want to bash them. But when you go up to the front, they're bugging their eyes out at you. Like, they're going to intimidate me not to bullhorn. I almost bullhorned because they did that.
That mayor, though, is a complete tyrant.
That mayor's a toolbag. Let's talk about that scumbag. You notice how he got it all where he talks right up to the top, so he has the moment of silence?
Exactly. And he also was saying how everything is so great. You know, he almost should have got the bullhorn out of his part. It was just so degenerate and so disgusting, talking about how we've recovered as a country. Now we're better than ever, and honoring JFK, it's all complete bogus. And not to mention that the sound feed just kept cutting out and everything. This is typical government operation right here. The police scurrying everywhere while the whole operation is failing at the root of it. It's
like Obamacare. Exactly. We're just like citizens going, we want free speech. I'm on record at every demonstration telling people, you know, internet websites. Well, the British government let me in to do all that because I told them. I just put out an article saying, here's what I'm going to do in England. Let me in. Leave me alone. We'll be fine. You won't look like idiots. They were smart enough to leave us alone. They were smart enough to do that, too. But I hope they did it for the First Amendment and not because they realized it would blow up in their face. But, see, I win either way. They either do the right thing because they don't want to be slaves, want to live in a free country, or they don't do the right thing and we get even more attention of the tyranny. You see, that's how that works. By not resisting, we lose. That's why I say resistance is victory. You resist. No people that keep resisting can ever be conquered. And we need to realize that. We're not rolling over. Just a little bit of resistance, and it's over. You don't even have to do that much. Just don't bust your ass for the system anymore. Don't comply. Stop going along with it. That's how we bring them down.
Well, there's one more.
Yeah! Good job, folks! Yeah!
When we were in the back there, behind the stage, where all the peons are supposed to go that aren't allowed to have free speech, I noticed something. When we walked in, all the mainstream media was converging on it. And I would come up to them, and they would have taking photographs, say, what are you with? ABC. What are you with? NBC. They were coming to us. They were leaving the actual event, the footage of the actual event, to film us, to take pictures of us, because this is where the real actual resistance information is. Those speeches up there are complete dribble. They're nonsense.
That's right. Now, where did they say this free speech zone is? Because I know the police are listening on 104.1. All right, well, I know, I'm being sarcastic. I know. They just said we have to go over there to bullhorn. So it's just absurd because they tried to put it over there so it can't make it around the building. It's ridiculous. Anyways, I want to find that one cop that's my friend. I want him to come on the radio with me. David Knight, we're going across the street here. Do you have anything you'd like to add to what you're hearing here?
Yeah, I'd like to see what a free speech zone looks like. You know, if you put free speech in a zone, if you put a cage around it, if you put pins around free speech, it's not free, is it? It's controlled. If speech is controlled, it is not
exactly.
Free.
They always put it in a box like it's dirty.
That's right. And they exclude it away from the event, whether it's a political convention anymore, whether it's a political convention or whether it's something like this.
I want to look at these people that actually... I'm not knocking them, that actually went in the free speech zone. I want to be clear. I'm not coming over here to actually do what they said and get in their little free speech zone like we're dirty and we're bad. I'm over here to show how they're trying to put free speech literally in a cage behind a thing saying, here, because you sued thousands of times when they tried to ban free speech, period, after 9/11, you can now go into a box and speak. I mean, this is incredible.
That's like going to a zoo.
A larger issue here.
Alex, that's like going to a zoo and looking at the animals in the cages and saying, look at all the free-range animals. Free speech is not in a cage.
Free-range people here.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, the police, when I first got here, wanted to drag me off to some corner, like grab the leader. And, of course, you know, the real leader, JFK, they just blew his head off. That worked a lot easier. You know, I made the point, too, that I would be ready to die for free speech. I wasn't predicting I would actually get shot or anything here. And, of course, the Dallas Observer, who we've been very nice to, wrote some sniveling attack piece of dribble. Because even the so-called alternative paper, is so authoritarian leftist that how dare Alex Jones come down here. Well, I'm the real liberal, ladies and gentlemen, like Thomas Jefferson. Absolutely incredible that all of this is going on and happening. But we are continuing to transmit here, and we are continuing to talk to the crowd. And I'm gonna talk to some of the people that are here today. And technically, now I'm gonna go ahead and start bullhorning a little bit. You might want to step aside, sir. Here we go. No more lies! 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 No more lies. No more lies.
Let's say it slow. Let's say it slow. Hold on one second. I got to say it real slow. Hold on one second.
No more lies. 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 No more lies.
For those of you just tuning in, this is Alex Jones live at the JFK assassination commemoration, where they've excluded people and put them in free speech zones.
Stop the cover up! 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 We are awake! We know the truth!
We're live with Alex Jones in Dallas protesting the censorship and the cover-ups going on today, the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. And we're going to be back with more live coverage coming up right after the break, so stay tuned. Alex is going to be talking to the people who are there. Listen to this as we go out.
Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nanosilver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nanosilver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nanosilver nasal sprays, our nanosilver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nanosilver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
When disaster strikes, what will you do when the power goes out and the gas lines go down? Do you have an emergency backup plan in place? Well, Stove in a Can needs to be part of it. Stove in a Can is portable, safe, easy to use, cooks food for hours, and boils water in minutes. Propane tanks are a hassle, and lighter fluid and gas can be dangerous. Don't wait until it's too late. Order yours today for only $29.99 at StoveInACan.com. Special bundle offers available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee at StoveInACan.com.
Burning in
live in Dallas protesting the censorship, the official suppression of news. This has been going on for 50 years. It isn't just a commemoration of 50 years after the assassination of Kennedy. They've been suppressing and censoring information about that for 50 years. And to top it off, this year we have the most censorship. Blocks have been, they've moved the people who wanted to talk about anything other than the official story blocks away from where the official dog and pony show, the Hunger Games ceremony, is being conducted. And Alex Jones is there in a free speech zone. They've got free speech caged into a little area there, but Alex is letting them have it with the full bullhorn. So let's go right to that event. We got Alex live there with the crowd.
I salute you all for standing here for the First Amendment. You are incredible. Yeah! What's that, David Knight?
We're live, Alex. We got you on.
Okay, good. Are we back from break?
Yep.
What time is it?
It's 12:55.
All right. Well, this is historic. Where's my other reporters? I want to get their take on things. Where's Darren McBreen? And then we got right here, we got the one, the only, Anthony Gucciardi. What do you think of this? Pretty historic.
This is massively historic, ultimately because it's a 50th anniversary and they're trying to make it so that they're acting as if JFK would support what they're doing. We're here with the Real Truth Media showing the spirit of JFK, the spirit of 1776, and plowing through their rhetoric and lies.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Do you think the establishment likes it?
Absolutely not. That's why they're barricading it off. That's why the media reluctantly are coming here to cover us and actually abandoning the main event, because this is what people care about, and they're so angry about that fact.
Resistance is victory. That's right. The key to the bullhorn, I noticed, you have to scream into it. The answer to 1984 is 1776. 1776. 1776. 1776. 1776. 1776. 1776. 1776. 1776. Here, hold this mic on my mouth. I know what to do. They want to stick us over here to block our sound. But if I can actually hoist this up, I can get even more sound out of them. I can aim right over these people's heads. Triangulate it right into the thing. Freedom! 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 Yeah! Freedom, 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 freedom. You folks are awesome.
Fight for freedom, baby.
You're asking my next move, man. I'm pretty tired. I don't know. What do you think we ought to do? Anyways, Anthony, Knight, you want to take over for a minute?
Sure. We're live with Alex in Dallas, and they're in the free speech zone that the mayor has graciously allowed them to get quite a distance away from the official ceremony and have their say. And they're going to, after they've all cleared out, after all the royalty, the people who have gotten their permits and their tickets in advance, they're going to graciously allow some protesters to go and pay their respects 50 years after JFK was assassinated on this day. And we've seen nothing but official lies and cover-ups for five decades, topped off by Mayor Rawlings closing down all of Dallas to any free speech. Anyone who questions the official narrative, they're not allowed. So that's why Alex is there, and we're going to be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, Nascent Iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.